You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. And this football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. I'm going to be watching this weekend in particular with my family and loved ones as we celebrate the new year. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through the game days. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. New beginnings for the Jaguars will start after this chapter ends this weekend. This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. It's been a long time coming, man. It's been a long time coming since there was just this overall feeling of a new beginning. In the past, in 2017, it felt like a new start with the addition of Tom Coughlin coming back to try to restore some sort of sense of normalcy and some sort of sense of credibility to the franchise. And for 1 year, it seemed to work. It seemed like they were headed in the right direction. And we thought that hangover that we always thought about was gone. It wasn't. In 2018, it came right back. Because Blake Bortles was here still, you always felt the sense that they weren't quite there. They weren't quite there. And they weren't. It's different now. It's a lot different. And you can get this here every day because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. I really believe we've turned the corner. I do. And as 2020 ends, you guys will have a very good reason to be happy and a very good reason to feel like the weight of the world is off your shoulders because you have an opportunity. Not because they've arrived or they've accomplished anything, just because the Jaguars will have a new GM, a new coach, a new hope that comes with Trevor Lawrence and all of the draft capital and the cap space that will be used by hopefully that coach and that GM to surround Trevor Lawrence with the type of talent and the support that he'll need to be a success. But it's the hope, because with this shot that you have and with the plethora of opportunities and a really good owner in terms of not being meddlesome and being patient. Shah Khan has done a lot of things wrong in terms of leadership, but he's done a lot of things right in doing that wrong thing by having a hands-off approach. One of the biggest criticisms of Shah Khan is that he hasn't been hands-on enough. But if he has the right coach and the right GM in place, that approach would actually be perfect. It's just that when you don't have that in place, you need that leadership and you need that presence that most of us do believe that he has, even though he may not be the most knowledgeable person in terms of football and sort of a novice and new to it. It's been 8 years now, so there's some things that he probably does know, and we need to give him more credit for knowing it. We just wanted to see him here and be the strong hand for the franchise this whole time. He doesn't have to do that now. If he makes the right hire and they spend money on a support staff, a proper support staff, and they get the right hire as coach, and he's the right type of leader, and they have a single-minded approach when it comes to drafting players and have a real good concept of what it is to build a team to surround what's obviously going to be the pick, and that's Trevor Lawrence. I think moving forward, the reason why the fans can have so much optimism is because you can't paint a better scenario for everyone to be optimistic about. And there's so much hope and there's so much blue sky provided to the Jaguars fan base, and it's a fan base that really, really needed it. People say you needed something good to happen to the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. I think what's going to happen for the Jaguars organization is yet to come. I think before we even get to the point where we needed something good to happen for the Jaguars organization, we needed the hope and the thought that something good could happen for the Jaguars organization. And I think that's the stage that we are in now. So as we approach 2021 and we end 2020, a lot of us are saying Happy New Year. But for many of us, it's Happy New Opportunity. It feels like Happy New Life in terms of football and professional football here in Jacksonville. And you can get this every day because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. I'm going to talk about looking forward. I'm going to talk about the importance of looking forward in a positive way, the right way. I'm also going to maybe get a little personal with you and tell you how 2020 was different for me and a little rough for me, because everybody has a story, you know, with coronavirus and COVID-19 and people losing jobs and losing work. I lost something too. I really did. And I hope in 2021 we can get it back. I'll tell you what that is in the first segment after we talk about some great friends of ours. The great friends I'm going to talk about are some people that's going to put some money in your pocket for New Year's. That's right. It's Bet Online. All these games this weekend, man, these bowl games and the games that mean so much, there are 34 different scenarios heading into the final week of the NFL that have playoff implications. 34. You can go to betonline.ag. That's right, betonline.ag, and get started. And, man, I'm going to tell you, use the promo code Locked On and you're going to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. You can start betting on those games. They got prop bets. They got games of the week, college football's top games, all of that stuff. And on social media, man, what you need to do is go to @betonline_AG to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code Locked On for your sign-up bonus. That's right. It's 50%. It's a welcome bonus if you use the promo code Locked On. That's where I go. That's where we trust. And you need to trust them too. All right, man. So we're back here on a New Year's Eve, getting ready to celebrate new beginnings, and we love new beginnings, right? We love new beginnings. 2020 was a little different. I lost my grandmother. I was raised by my grandmother. I lost my grandmother beginning of 2020. She had a long battle with dementia and Alzheimer's. And she was my best friend for most of my life, the person I had a lot of reverence for, and the person that I looked up to. And she gave me – it was right before COVID hit, and I was actually able to go to her funeral. And it was before they started restricting people from attending funerals. So like 2 weeks later, there were people that were losing family members, and they were not allowed to go to those funerals. And I'm eternally grateful that I was able to say, you know, goodbye to the woman that pretty much made me who I was and raised me and taught me how to be a certain way and taught me how to be forgiving and loving and nice to people. And I was challenged with a lot of that here in 2020. And I really, really felt like I had to fight. And whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, I found myself doing it a lot. And I don't have any regrets about that, whether it's because of social injustices or what I truly believed in or some other things on a personal level. I did. And a lot of people did. And, you know, she didn't raise no punk. She didn't raise a sucker. I can't get my grandmother back, but what I can get back and hope for is the hope. I talked about the Jaguars having hope. I hope that we can get back to the point where not only in sports, but just in general, of civility with one another. Even like when we have differences of opinion, different feelings. I want to get back to the point where I can question someone's judgment without questioning their intent. And it's been a while. It's been a while. So I'm optimistic as we head into the new year that maybe we can find a way to get back to that, that every time somebody disagrees with you, that is not an ulterior motive. And that it doesn't have hate in it, that it just have different perspectives. And at some point we can start stretching perspectives back to just having fun. And we always find a way to do that when we're all rooting for the same team. We haven't had a lot to celebrate for an awful long time in Jacksonville when it comes to sports. And in the city that I live in, even in college sports, it's split. You know, you got Gators, Dogs, Noles, and Canes. So it's almost like we're never really all rooting for the same people. And in college. But in the NFL, we do, for the most part. And I think that's why it's so important that this opportunity that the Jaguars have, it's not a polarizing issue. There's an opportunity here that, and sports doesn't blind us to all of our issues that we have. But what it does is, on draft night, during training camp, and for a few hours every Sunday, everybody's on the same team. And instead of being on the same team while you're losing and arguing and fussing about why you're losing and whose fault it is, it feels good that there's hope that what we're going to end up doing now is being happy and celebrating the victories. That the only argument that you're going to have, that one day we'll have an argument about, we won, but we didn't play well. How long has it been since you've done that as a Jaguar fan? Think about your favorite college team. Well, some college teams can do that. That you won a game, but you weren't satisfied because you just didn't play well. Like if you're a fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide and they go out and they play Southern Louisiana or whoever, Louisiana Monroe, and they win 41-17, but they had three turnovers and they allowed a kick to be blocked. Nick Saban stressed out, and Alabama fans are like, we didn't play well. We don't even know what that feels like here in Jacksonville. We wouldn't care if they fumbled. They had six fumbles. If they won a 6-3 game, that'd be cause for us to call out for work on Monday and throw a block party, right? The expectation levels are going to go back through the roof, and we're all going to be on the same team. We're all going to be rooting for the same thing, and we're all going to grow with this team and have success. And we're all going to have a hope that it's going to get better. We won't be looking at it with a side eye when the GM talks or when the coach speaks or with our mouth all twisted up like, yeah, right, or whatever. You know what I mean? It just feels different. And for the first time in a long time, I can honestly tell most people here, I've been saying it, to let that hangover go. Stop letting the negativity of the past affect the way that you feel now. I can literally say that and really say that now with a straight face. Y'all got a shot, man. We actually have a shot. Everything actually shined down on the Jaguars and did things and sort of fell in line. They really did. I mentioned that, you know, during our sponsorship, Reed, I mentioned that there are 34 games or 34 scenarios that affect the playoffs. If you want to win you some money, you know, betting on these games doesn't have to be a guessing game this weekend. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, it's not even long, man. It's really quick. And they give you just they give you the information really, really fast. It's hard hitting. It's quick. And you can subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. You get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. So you can get some scratch in your pocket. I'm trying to help you. I really am, because I'm in a giving mood. I'm kind of emotional. I'm kind of happy. It's very, very important for everybody to be safe. Extremely important for everybody to be safe. I'm going to talk in our last segment here of 2020. I'm going to talk to you about why it's important that while we're celebrating, we keep an eye on the prize. And the prize is to not just be relevant. The prize is to maximize this and turn this into greatness. I think we can do it. I think we can do it. I think we have to have that expectation. And I think whoever takes this club over wants us to have that expectation. And that's why. And I want them to hire the kind of coach that wants the fans to have that expectation and expect them to be great. I'll tell you about it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. Built Bar, 18 great flavors. They had an original 12, but now they got 18, six new ones. And they are the truth, man. Built Bar is the real deal. And I've been telling y'all about it now for a long, long time. You go to builtbar.com and enter the promo code. That's right. Now, listen, it's very, very important because you want this 20% off. Locked On is the promo code. You enter the promo code Locked On, you're going to get 20% off your next order. High-end protein, 18 grams, 180 calories. You're going to eat it and think you're eating 1,800 calories, but you're not, because that's how good it tastes. Low sugar and low carbs. You're eating something that tastes so good, you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. And you ain't getting it off the candy aisle either, or the snack cake aisle. You're getting it at BuiltBar.com. It's a protein bar. You can pack that thing away, man, and I'm telling you, it's actually good for you and very satisfying to your palate. BuiltBar.com, the Locked On, is your promo code, and you're going to get 20% off your next order. Hide them from me, though, because I will come to your house and I will eat them all up. All right, so while we're celebrating this new beginning for the Jaguars, one of the things that I keep harping on and telling folks is celebrate, have fun. There's a time for it. Right now is the time for it. But keep in the back of your mind that while it have the coaching search and the coaching hire, what you want. Don't let nobody come in here and take advantage of the fact that you just starve for anything that's competent. No. You have an opportunity here, and I know it was a while back. You have an opportunity here to do what Bill Walsh did with the 49ers in the 80s, what Jimmy Johnson did with the Dallas Cowboys in the 90s, and what the New England Patriots have been doing for the last 20 years in the 2000s. This can be a dynasty with the way that this is set up. Of course, if Trevor Lawrence is as good as we believe he is, that's one way that it has to happen. The other thing is, you should expect whoever that they hire would come in here and expect you to expect them to do great things, not just good things. That's what I want. I want that guy to expect to do great things, and I want him to expect you to expect him to do great things. That's what I want. And if he's not that type of dude, then he's not the dude for this job. I absolutely believe that this has set up, and this is like an eclipse, man. Everything is lined up perfectly. They talk about a perfect storm. No, it's perfect, but it ain't no storm, man. This is lined up to be the type of job where magic can really, really happen. So, and I know everybody has an agenda. Some people just want competency. Other people, you know, you might have some business people involved. They want to see what it does economically for the city. Some people just want it to mean that games will come back from London. Some people may want it to mean the games in London will even be more money, and that sounds like a cash grab to me. There are other people that just want relevancy and want to shut national people up. I ain't got time for that petty stuff. I'm thinking big. You got one time to think big, and this is it. One. This doesn't happen very often to very many franchises. This is because you have been through so much. This is what I think. This is what it feels like to be in prison for 15 years for a crime you didn't do. And then finally you get exonerated from DNA evidence and you get out and they're going to pay you some money for all of that crap you were put through. And you fighting every day, people trying to shank you or whatever, right? And I'm not making light of that. I'm being serious here. The fans here did nothing wrong. All you did was support the team. But I think emotionally you were the guys that were beat up the most because everybody else got paid, the owner and the players. Whether the players got paid here or they got paid somewhere else, they all got money. And they left. They came here and left and probably went to wherever they came from with their money or went back to their school where their heroes at, their alumni at, and opened a car dealership or something in that town or doing sports radio somewhere or getting endorsements or their GAs at a university or using their name or their likeness somehow to continue to be relevant. But the only people that have a hangover and a headache from everything that's been going on here for 15 years are the fans. And you paid to do it. You see what I'm saying? You're the vested member of this stuff. You're the one that's pouring your money into it. You paid for this. And you're the one that feels the most pain. It feels like this is what I probably would imagine. And I don't mean literally. I'm talking about from a sports analogy. You were in prison for 15 years for something you didn't do. You had nothing to do with it, but you suffered the most. And now you got out. So you're glad to be free. You got a good case and a real good lawyer. And that lawyer's going to get you some bread. You know the money's coming. You ain't got it yet, but you know you're going through it. You know they're working out the details. Right? First weekend out, your boy's going to take you out. Y'all going to have some fun. Do all the things that you missed over 15 years to kind of break you back into society. But at the end of the day, you still want to have a good life. Because the party and the barbecue and the welcome back won't last forever. What are you going to do with your newfound freedom? That's the question. You want it to be good? You want to try to live your life every day as if you just got out? Or do you really want it to be spectacular, normal, grateful, sustained, every single day, the way you're comfortable? Longevity. That's what you need. Celebrate like you just got out. But at some point, now let's do the right thing. Let's make good, sound decisions. And let's make this thing go as far and last as long as it can so you never end up back in a cell. That's my New Year's wish and resolution for Jaguars fans. Be safe. Thank you for supporting Locked On Jaguars. And thank you for tolerating me. I appreciate you. Bless you. And Happy New Year from all of us here at Locked On Jaguars and the Locked On Podcast Network.